time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for June 28th, 2019. I'm Glenn Shuck, and here's what's happening. Democratic presidential debate part two, the main event in Miami last night. A lot more contentious. The frontrunner Joe Biden and Kamala Harris mixing it up, and Bernie Sanders taking shots at President Trump. Mayor de Blasio receiving generally good grades for his performance in the first presidential debate, but he had to apologize for using a Spanish slogan associated with the Cuban Revolution and Fidel Castro at a union rally in Miami yesterday. The second time this week, a cyclist struck and killed on the streets of our city. 57-year-old Ernest Askew of Brooklyn was hit as he rode on Sutter Avenue in Brownsville last night. A 24-year-old Long Island woman in police custody now accused of killing her 2-year-old twin daughters found near her Bedford home. The circumstances of the toddler's deaths, we'll know more at a press conference later today. It was 50 years ago today, a police raid in the Stonewall Inn in the village, sparking violent protests and clashes with members of the gay community, a turning point in the LGBT movement. Governor Phil Murphy vowing no government shutdown in Jersey. State parks and beaches will remain open for the July 4th holiday weekend, even though he still hasn't signed the budget. 1010 Wins AccuWeather forecast, mixture of sun and clouds, another warm afternoon. Today's high, 90. We're live in local news 24 hours around the clock. Just say play. 1010 Wins.